The Wisconsin Tour of Solar Buildings takes place this Friday and Saturday, and I'm really happy to have Amy Hart with us and Mark Klein to talk about solar energy and the 2007 Wisconsin Solar Tour. Amy's programs director for the Midwest Renewable Energy Association in Custer, Wisconsin. Mark Klein, been with us a number of times, owns Gimme Shelter in Amherst, Wisconsin. Gimme Shelter specializes in solar installation, and Mark knows a whole lot about it. And so really pleased to learn about the tour again. And it's coming up, as I mentioned, this Friday and Saturday, and also to answer your questions about solar. And certainly if you want to join in, you're most welcome at 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in Madison, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Amy Hart, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
I really appreciate you taking time to be with us. And Mark Klein, thank you so much for coming back.
Hey, Larry. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, good talking with you as well. Well, what's this tour? Amy, what's this tour all about?
The Wisconsin Solar Tour has homes and businesses that are opening their doors to the public to show what it's like to live and work with renewable energy and energy-efficient technologies. We have over 150 sites open to the public this year, so we're really excited about the increased interest and also the number of homes and businesses that are utilizing renewable energy.
And these sites are located in different parts of the state, are they not?
Absolutely. They are all over. We have we have tour guides available on our website, and we have five different regions in the state that we've divided it up. So you can find homes and businesses in your own backyard to go visit.
And let's give that website address, and we'll do that a couple of times through the course of the show, but give us that address.
Absolutely. It's the the-MREA.org. So it's the-MREA.org. And you can find the five different regional tour guides for the northeastern section, which would be the Green Bay area, northern Wisconsin, west central, southeastern, and south central.
And Mark, how's business?
It's been pretty busy. And on the renewable side of things, I think it's been pretty gratifying over the years to see how much more consumers are enlightened about renewable options in their homes and businesses when they come through the door, and how much more they're considering and actually planning on and, in fact, often installing renewable systems as part of their investments in their homes and businesses.
And what are you seeing in terms of solar investment on the consumer side of things primarily? Are you seeing some? Is there one thing that I'm thinking solar hot water? But are we getting more inclusive than that?
Well, you know, I think a lot of the sort of the general wisdom is that the introductory level solar investment and the quickest return on your investment is a domestic hot water system. But there's a huge amount of interest in renewable electricity, and the Focus on Energy program has been, you know, supporting that very aggressively also, and they're embarking on even more extensive support in the years to come. And it's quite common to see people investing in renewable electric systems as part of new home construction and in our business, and people are definitely tuning into that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Amy, I'm wondering, in the past, I believe you've had some guided bus tours as part of the solar tour. Is that the case this year?
Absolutely. We're really excited about all of the guided bus tours that we're offering. We have, and we still have seats available on them. We are offering guided bus tours in Milwaukee, Madison, Stevens Point, Green Bay, and there are a few carpool tours in the Ashland and the Luck area, so in northern Wisconsin. In Milwaukee, Madison, and Stevens Point, there are guided bus tours of businesses on Friday, October 5th, so this Friday, so you kind of get a behind-the-scenes look at what businesses are doing and how they're utilizing renewable energy technologies, energy efficiency measures in the workplace. And then on Saturday, there are guided tours of homes. ranging, and not just necessarily renewable energy technologies with solar electric and solar thermal and wind, but also looking at energy efficient heating technologies or green building construction, even environmentally friendly landscaping, that sort of thing. So a wide variety of features that are that's on the Wisconsin Solar Tour this year.
Let's take a few calls here. Jennifer in Madison, we'll give you a chance here. Jen, hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, I'm on the cell phone, so if I get cut off, I apologize. I'm going to try and give my question quickly. We just moved into a home. It's from 1970. It's a tri-level, and we are trying to do things that are more environmentally friendly. We have a compost bin. We're doing the rain barrel, and we were interested in solar panels, but the thing is the home has skylights. And so we're wondering from a structural standpoint, basically my question is, where do we get started? Who do we consult to say, okay, here's our home, here's what we have to work with. How can we make this environmentally friendly, including solar panels? So I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Yep, thanks, Jen. Well, let's see. I guess we'll turn to Mark for that. Mark, comments?
Well, and Amy will probably get involved in this too, because one of the great things that the Midwest Renewable Energy Association offers is site assessment. For renewable energy systems, and so getting into the website, I guess, and finding out who your local site assessors are for renewable electric or solar space heating is something that you would get through the MREA's services. And then Wisconsin has the Energy Star program, which is a great resource for people, especially in a case like this and moving into a new home and trying to decide where it's worth improving the envelope and the quality of the house. Having an Energy Star technician come in and evaluate your home for its thermal performance would be part of the starting process, the startup process for making that house work better.
Yeah, it sure would. We had that done with our home. I had a technician come in. He did a wonderful job. We got a very extensive report on what was good and what needed improvement, and we were doing some remodeling, so we were able to just sort of build that right into our remodeling plans.
Yeah, it's a great resource we have, and it really helps sharpen your focus in terms of what's worth doing and what the quicker returns are. And what I always recommend to people when we start a design process, that the first thing they do on an existing home is go through that evaluation.
Yeah, Amy, you want to comment?
Absolutely. The Midwest Renewable Energy Association does offer these the site assessments of homes, especially if you're looking into renewable energy technologies. They're able to come out to your site, look at what's available, what you may need to prepare, is your site ready for solar, and then different energy-saving techniques that you would want to do first. Because as you may or may not know, every dollar you spend on energy efficiency will save you $3 on the cost of a renewable energy system. So it's always good to start preparing. And then Focus on Energy, which is our state program for renewable energy incentives, offers a great incentives for the site assessment as well as then the installation. And they can walk you through the process as well, and that's focusonenergy.com.
Mm-hmm. And for you folks to come out and do an assessment, do you go to your website or?
Yes, and you can call us at our office, which is 715-592-6595. And basically there are a number of certified site assessors around the state, so finding someone in your backyard
is not a problem.
Exactly. Okay.
So it's 715-592-6595.
Correct.
Okay.
And then, of course, the Wisconsin Energy Star program mm-hmm. has a website with connections to their technicians.
Margaret in Sun Prairie, it's your turn. Hi, Margaret.
Well, hello, Larry, and hello to Amy and Mark, and it's a privilege to get on the phone and talk to you. I think you've actually answered my question, but maybe you can address it if I missed the mark here. We've talked about putting solar on the back of our house because we have a perfect house to do that with. But like some of the other things that we've looked into, such as the pellet burning stove, the cost is prohibitive. So we want to know, how do we go about finding out about those refunds and tax incentives that would make it a little bit easier for us to even think about this?
All right. Let's see. Amy, do you want to take a shot at that, or you want Mark to do that?
Well, again, absolutely. You can visit our website, which is the-mrea.org, and or give us a call at the office. And part of this is just being able to get some help walking through the process. There's a number of different incentives out there at the federal level and then at our state level through Focus on Energy. And so using the Focus office, but also our office to sort of help you at the start of this process, we'd be more than happy to help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the last question, and then I'm going to actually hang up because I am in my car, and that was a while back, I don't know if it was on this program or another one, another organization in Wisconsin, it was something like the South Central Wisconsin Energy Cooperative. They also offered incentives or helped finding the incentives, and then they offered a interest-free loan for the balance. Are you aware of any of that? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. That's not ringing a bell with me. Mark, is it with you?
Well, there are a number of different utilities in the state that may not participate in the Focus on Energy program. Most of the large utilities do process all of their incentives through Focus on Energy, but there are a few electric cooperatives out there and some other utilities that have their own renewable energy programs. So if you're not sure of if you're in the Focus on Energy territory, check out focusonenergy.com. You can also contact our office or ask your local utility.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. And Jim Packard was telling me they're a solar installer and a private for-profit business, even though they say they are a cooperative, so South Central Wisconsin Energy Co-op. And I tell you what, we've got lots more to talk about here with our two guests, Amy Hart, Program Director of the Midwest Renewablest Energy Association in Custer, Wisconsin, and Mark Klein, who owns Gimme Shelter in Amherst, Wisconsin, specializing in solar installations. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking about solar energy now and the 2007 Wisconsin Solar Tour. Larry Mueller here. My guests today, Amy Hart, Programs Director of the Midwest Renewable Energy Association in Custer, Wisconsin, and Mark Klein, who owns Gimme Shelter in Amherst, Wisconsin, specializes in solar installations. Really pleased to have them with us. Certainly, if you have questions as we move along today about the tour itself or about solar, you are most welcome to join in. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. And Amy Hart, as you look over the list of businesses that are going to be on the tour, what are some things that sort of stand out in the way of really kind of neat uses of solar?
Well, I think what's interesting are just the variety of sites for businesses that are featured on the tour, and ranging from solar hot water installations to help with space heating, but a lot of businesses are able to incorporate solar electric. For example, GE Healthcare in Waukesha is the largest solar electric installation in the state, and they will be on the tour. On the bus tour of Milwaukee businesses, you'll get to see the Johnson Foundation. You'll get to see an Eco Justice Center, which features geothermal, solar thermal, and a school for the Milwaukee Public School District at Cooper School. Businesses are utilizing renewable energy in a lot of unique ways, but it's interesting just in the variety of businesses and organizations that are utilizing this. So anything from the Urban Ecology Center in Milwaukee and Nature Centers, the WEC office building in Madison, to Avis Rent-A-Car in Appleton and Grassroots Health Foods up in Eagle River. So it's neat to see a wide variety of businesses that have had it for a few years, and you'll be able to talk to them about what the impact has been on their business, on their energy bills, and on the customers coming in, and then also brand new businesses that have put it in the past year.
And certainly, and these are, as you said earlier, for those who are just joining us, the tours are all over the state, and so you don't have to drive a long ways to find a tour for you. And I should also mention the homes. And Amy, what about the homes? We got quite a wide variety there as well?
Absolutely. We have about 120 homes on the tour, like I said, scattered throughout the state. There are about 25 in the Madison area, 20 in the Milwaukee area, and then countless others throughout the state, and featuring anywhere from just looking at passive solar design and energy-efficient technologies and heating technologies to solar electric installations and solar thermal, and then wind as well, so people can take a look at what small-scale wind projects are like. On our website, you can search by region, so you can see homes and businesses in your area, but you can also then do a quick at-a-glance looking at the homes by technology. So if you're really interested in visiting a place that utilizes wind or utilizes geothermal and what that impact is, you can find that quickly as well and find the sites that are specific to your interest area.
And again, your website is?
the-mrea.org. So the-mrea.org.
And let's go to Jerry and Phillips. Jerry, thanks for waiting. Hi.
Hello there. And hello, Amy and Mark. And I am building a home up here out in the woods, and I am off the grid. And I've looked at your website and when I start the project, but I was just curious if they've changed anything in far as state rebates or any state money. I know federal, I believe, is a $2,000 rebate, but I'm curious on what I do to receive that.
Mark, do you want to take a shot at that?
Well, if you're in an investor-owned utility area in a focus on energy territory, you'd want to look at the Focus on Energy website and maybe get a site assessment that we talked about earlier through the MREA. And the site assessors will help, will introduce you, I guess, to what the options are in terms of the rebates. The federal rebate will just come into play when you do your taxes at the end of the year. And you'll just enter the information that's relevant, and then your tax preparer or yourself, if you're preparing your taxes, will enter you for that rebate. So you have to go through this process of having the site assessed and approved by the Focus on Energy in order to qualify for the rebates that are available through Focus, and then the federal tax credits are something that you just submit a report when you do your federal tax report.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have the system up and running right now. Does that change anything? Or?
Well, it changes a lot for Focus because Focus will only fund systems that they've pre-approved before installation begins. The federal tax credit will still be there for you, mm-hmm. So you'll be able to take advantage of that.
Now, will Focus have anything to do for the fact that I am totally off-grid?
No, they don't discriminate on that basis as long as you're within the qualifying utilities area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, Jerry. John in Monona, your turn. Hi, John. John, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Jim, or Larry, excuse me. Good morning. I have a question about using solar for a hot water heater, not for hot water heat for a home, but, you know, is that economically feasible at all at this point in time?
Well, usually, this is Mark again, the conventional wisdom is that the quickest payback is to do just what you're talking about. The quickest payback for solar systems is to do a domestic hot water solar thermal system, and so to preheat your domestic hot water, basically.
I see. Okay, and how much space does a solar collector for that sort of thing for an average-sized home take up? And about how much does it weigh? We've got an older house. It's got a two-style garage, flat roof. I don't know if it would, you know, how much those things weigh.
Well, the weight is not usually an issue on a roof. The panels individually weigh in the neighborhood of 200 pounds or so. And for depending on how many residents there are in the house, you know, the system probably would be somewhere around two, maybe three. Individual panels that would be up on that roof, and they each might be 4 foot by 8 foot or 4 foot by 10 foot.
Okay.
And how much roughly would that cost, do you think?
Well, I think depending on the complexity of the installation, usually you're going to be in the neighborhood of $6,000-$7,000 for a small domestic hot water system, and it can go up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling. Jackie in Augusta. Hello.
Hi. What I'm wondering is, we don't have a power line running by our house, and we've been off the grid for about 17 years, ever since we moved here. So also I'm wondering if focus on energy, we built a new house now on our property, will focus on the energy come out and assess us? And one other thing is, we don't have access to a computer, or I should say I don't know how to use one, and I don't have access to one, and I think this information needs to be more readily available to people that don't have computers.
Well, I think that you could call the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, and Amy, do you want to just give the number right now?
Sure. Give us a call at our office, which is 715-592-6595, and we can mail you out what the focus areas are, what incentives would be available, and the site assessment information.
But okay. And if you're in a focus on energy area, then they, you know, you can qualify for their financial support for your system, and you'd still have to go through the process of bringing a site assessor out and qualifying for the buyback through the focus on energy.
And it won't matter that, the electric line does not run down this road.
No, it doesn't matter whether you're on grid or not. It just matters that you're in a territory of a utility that's part of the focus on energy program.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
All right. Thank you for calling. And let's go to Larry in Stevens Point. Hi, Larry.
Good afternoon. I'm going to volunteer our home next year for the tour, Amy, and we didn't do it this year, but I'd like to suggest to all the people that are interested in doing something that they, number one, join MREA. You get the price back when you go to the energy fair in the spring, and it takes a couple of years of going to the fair to really start to get your questions answered. You go on the open house, and then all of a sudden you've got 5 kilowatts of PV, and you've got domestic hot water and hot water heat. And we haven't been through a winter yet, but we're looking forward to seeing how it works. It's been a busy summer getting it all in.
Oh.
Excellent.
Yeah, good for you, Larry, and thanks for thinking about offering your home for the tour.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think he brings up a good point as well, that this isn't an overnight project that you do, that you wake up one morning and decide you're putting solar panels on your house and you go out the next day and buy them. It's an educational process, and the solar tour is a great resource to be able to see, well, what do these solar hot water systems look like? What is the cost? What do you need to do to prepare for this? And you get to see a lot of different installations and different technologies during the solar tour this weekend.
Yeah. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it very much. If you'd like to join in, by the way, as we visit with Amy Hart and Mark Klein about solar energy and that solar tour that's coming up this Friday and Saturday, as a matter of fact, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. And you can email us, too, at talk@wpr.org. Let's go to Mike in Wausau next. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hey, I got a question for you guys. I've been involved with some emergency response groups, like involved with the Katrina, and now I'm being involved with one out of New York. And what we're interested in trying to figure out a way of doing is operating some minimum appliances like ham radio operation and walkie-talkies off of a solar in case the power grid goes down in New York. And I'm wondering if there's any kind of like trickle cell battery panels or whatever, something like that, that we could have a bank of like car batteries ready to go that we could recharge if we need to. Again, we're not going to be trying to draw like, you know, refrigerators off it or anything like that, but something for our emergency response. And I'm wondering if you guys possibly could direct us to some places that would be of use, you know, like some kind of trickle cell systems mm-hmm. or something like that.
Well, what you're talking about is an uninterruptible power system, and there's a lot of choices out there that would get you there, and actually in the ham radio community in the United States and probably around the world, I think there's a fair amount of knowledge and of renewable energy systems just for the same reasons that you're looking for it. And so I know the magazine Home Power, which is published out in Oregon, it's probably available through your library, often has some articles about ham radio and renewable energy. And I would think if you plugged into that ham radio community, you'd asking about this specifically, you'd find some pretty useful information. But any solar installer could certainly design and create a system for you that had that was a battery-based system with a small. It wouldn't require a lot of solar panels, but it would have a charging system using some solar panels and the battery and an inverter to operate your electronic equipment.
Great. And where would be a site besides the Home Power magazine that I could go to kind of start
well,
kind of research this?
I think the MREA has a list of solar installers.
Okay.
And so if you go to the website and look in under that list, you could select someone maybe in your area who is a solar electric installer, and they could, any one of them that's had experience with these systems could design a system for you. And there's
Great.
Some off-the-shelf kind of systems, too, out there, I think.
That's what I was kind of hoping for, that I could actually take out to New York. So. Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Barb in Menasha, you're next. Hi, Barb.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks for calling.
Okay, well, part of my question was answered with the solar installer, but we're going to be buying a greenhouse in northern Wisconsin, hopefully. And right now they have a water system for the bedding plants. So they have tubes that run under the racks to keep the plants warm while they're bedding. And we wanted to see how we could convert that to solar. It's electric right now.
Wow.
A solar installer, I don't know where we would even start, but
well,
that's what we want to do.
Where you'd start with that system, and focus on energy may be part of this conversation too, because if they're if there's a qualifying utility serving that greenhouse, then and you're using electricity, you may be able to offset your electric loads with a solar thermal system.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, you know, you're going to have someone design a solar thermal installation that can be integrated into either your electric heater or a boiler, and there'll be some kind of a shared supply where there's as much solar as you have, you'll be using for heat, and then the balance of the heat will be made up with some other system.
And if I'm not mistaken, on the tour, there's actually a solar tour of one of the greenhouses, Pleasant Prairie Greenhouse, Amy.
Yes, there are a couple, actually. On the bus tour down in the Milwaukee area, we'll be stopping at Pinehold Gardens, and they're also open to the public for general tours. And you're right, and there's a number of other, actually, gardens and greenhouses that are on the tour.
That's pretty cool.
One thing I should just mention is that there are great incentives beyond the focus money and within it for businesses. The federal tax incentives for renewables and businesses are much better than they are for individuals, and businesses can benefit very quickly by investing in solar energy systems.
Would you happen to have any idea maybe what that would run?
Well, the range is I have no idea what the scale of the greenhouse is, but
right.
But larger-scale solar thermal heating systems are usually in the high teens to $20-plus thousand
okay.
for a larger-scale system like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Barb. John in Waukesha, your turn. Hi, John.
Hi. I've actually had the evaluation and have a suitable site for a detached photovoltaic system. Problem is, when I'm looking at a $40,000 price tag, I have to kind of balk. And I'm looking for some way to compare the relative greenness of a photovoltaic system versus buying another hybrid and getting the new cogeneration furnaces. And is there a site or some way where you can evaluate the relative benefits of one versus the other?
I don't know if I can tell you one that I just know of. There are, there's certainly a fair amount of research, and that conversation is happening where you're trying to evaluate the carbon footprint, I guess, for lack of a better word, of various renewable energy systems. I think as a general observation, photovoltaic systems look pretty darn good from that perspective.
Right.
Part of it will come down to, your automobile usage. If you're kind of just looking at your own individual impact, if you're using an automobile a lot, I suspect that a low-emissions automobile may be more significant for you than a photovoltaic system.
Mm-hmm.
The cogeneration choices, well, I actually haven't seen that many residential scale cogeneration systems that seem like they're really kind of up and running. So that seems like maybe it's more of a little bit of an emerging technology right now.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a firm in Massachusetts that is now manufacturing them. I guess it features a Honda generator mounted at the front end, and it captures your waste heat from the, you know, whenever you call for heat, the generator kicks in,
right,
and it pulls the waste heat off for heating with a secondary furnace for when it's really cold.
Yeah, I guess my hesitation on this is that small internal combustion engines are generally not very environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
Even Hondas. Yeah.
John, thank you for calling. Bill in Madison, your turn. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon, Larry.
Hi.
Say, I just wanted to reply to the gentleman from Wausau, the ham radio operator, who was looking for some sort of emergency backup power tie-in with solar. I, too, am a ham operator, and I just happen to work for a company that does nothing but uninterruptible power. I just wondered, I'm not looking to do any free marketing on public radio, but I wondered if I could just throw out an email address and
sure.
He and I could talk tech.
Good. Go right ahead.
It's B. Hummel, and that's B-H-O-M-M-E-L at J.T. Packard, and that's J-T-P-A-C-K-A-R-D.com.
And it's,
I'd be happy to offer any technical assistance or otherwise to help him out with his project.
Let me make sure I have it right. It's B. Hummel, B-H-O-M-M-E-L, at jtpackard.com.
Yeah, just B. Hummel, B-H-O-M-M-E-L.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, you're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate it. And hopefully that guy was still listening, and we'll get back to us. And I tell you what, Amy, I want to just go back over some of the things that are going to be happening with this tour. So go over this again with us.
Absolutely. Well, we have over 150 sites on the Wisconsin Solar Tour this year throughout the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Businesses have opened their doors on Friday, October 5th, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and then homes are open throughout the state on Saturday from 10 until 4. And I do want to stress that we do still have seats available on our guided bus tours, which are happening in Milwaukee, Madison, Stevens Point, Green Bay, and then up in the Ashland and Luck area in northern Wisconsin. And the guided bus tours are an excellent way to be able to see behind the scenes at some of the businesses and talk to the homeowners be guided with an energy expert. And for all of the details of homes in your area, feel free to call us at the office, 715-592-6595, or visit the MREA online, which is the-mrea.org. So the-mrea.org.
And is there a cost on the bus tour?
Yes, most of the bus tours cost $10. The Green Bay bus tour costs $5.
Okay, so pretty minimal amount when you consider you've got the transportation, plus you've got access to some real knowledgeable people.
Absolutely. And I also just want to mention, if people are interested in solar, to get a little bit more information maybe after the solar tour, if you're interested in adding this to your career as well, there's the Wisconsin Solar Decade coming up in Milwaukee on October 18th, sponsored by Focus on Energy as well. And that's solardecade.com.
And that's going to be, what's going on with that then?
That there's a number of workshops as far as
okay.
for businesses and homeowners interested in solar, electric and solar thermal, as well as, you know, professionals interested, maybe electricians and plumbers interested in adding this to their business portfolio.
Well, Amy and Mark, thank you both very much. Really appreciate it. I look forward to another visit.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Amy Hart is Programs Director of the Midwest Renewable Energy Association out of Custer, Wisconsin. Again, that's the-mrea.org. Mark Klein owns Gimme Shelter in Amherst, Wisconsin, specializing in solar installation. And the Wisconsin Tour of Solar Buildings takes place this Friday and Saturday. So go online, take a look, or give Amy a call at 715-592-6595. Always fun to have them on to talk about solar. And it'll be fun to have Scott Craven tomorrow, UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist, to talk with us about the wonderful world of Wisconsin wildlife. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.